Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The Justice Department will seek to reinstate the death penalty against convicted Boston Marathon bomber Zahar Tsarnaev. An appeals court overturned the death sentence last month, ruling that the trial judge did not adequately question jurors to root out bias. Last night, U.S. Attorney Andrew Lelling said in a statement that the Justice Department will go directly to the U.S. Supreme Court and ask justices to review that lower court ruling. Joining us to talk about this is WBUR legal analyst Nancy Gertner, who's a senior lecturer at Harvard Law School and former federal judge. Good morning, Judge Gertner.
Good morning.
So are you surprised that the government wants to pursue the death penalty again in this case?
Well, I'm surprised by the way they did it. I understood from that the victims had believed that there would be a more deliberative process, that they would have more time to give their input. And instead, what you had is what seems to me is a precipitous decision. President Trump tweets, and then, you know, a week later, Barr comes out and says, we're going to go for the death penalty. That's surprising.
Mm-hmm. And so why do you think it's so precipitous?
Well, at this point, I think that it was it's a political stunt. In other words, they want to be able to say that that's what they're going to do rather than spend the time to talk to the victims. My understanding is that the victims actually are divided on this issue. And if one rationale for the death penalty is to vindicate the interests of victims, it should have taken longer. It should have involved more time. I understand that the victims were told they would have perhaps 2 weeks to make the decision, and here it was made overnight.
So why go straight to the U.S. Supreme Court? What's that? Why go that process?
There's really no other alternative. The First Circuit Court of Appeals that decided this is a six-person court. You already have three judges who made the decision that the death penalty is to be overturned here. And under those circumstances, it makes no sense to go back to them, the court which is likely to split. Going directly to the Supreme Court or seeking to go to the Supreme Court makes more sense. But I am very skeptical that the Supreme Court would take this case. This is not a case that raised any unusual legal issues or was involved issues as to which courts were divided. This is a straightforward application of law to facts. So I would really doubt it. I might add that going to the Supreme Court also doesn't end the process, because the First Circuit Court of Appeals failed to decide or chose not to decide one issue about juror misconduct, not the one that they decided about the questioning, but there's another issue that they said we don't have to decide because we've reversed it on this other ground. Should the Supreme Court reverse the issues on which they decided, the defendant here would have an opportunity to go back to the First Circuit and say, what about the issue you didn't decide? So this will not end it.
So is it likely then that there could be another long protracted trial over the bombings?
Well, there's likely that there'll be a protracted review with respect to the bombing. If the Supreme Court if they apply to the Supreme Court, it's going to take at least until next June to make a decision. Then there's, as I said, there's one additional issue that was not decided by the Supreme Court that the Court of Appeals would have another chance to address, and then we're talking about a trial. So we're talking about a protracted proceeding when many of the victims were taking the position that if they stopped it now, Tsarnaev would spend the rest of his life in jail, and that should be it.
Do you think that, does this really come as any surprise, given the fact that the federal government has resumed executions and has taken a very tough stance?
It doesn't come as a surprise in the sense that it was the Obama administration that had made the decision to go for the death penalty in the first instance. What is a surprise is how this happened. That's what I'm trying to suggest here, that how this happened, the timing of this dovetails it more with the election than it does with any kind of deliberative process.
And do you think, because we have an election in November and because this is expected to be a protracted process, could it change again after November, depending on who gets in?
It's always possible that it could change again. For example, after November, in an administration that really wants to talk to the victims in some depth and see that this is a divided group of victims, that may well change their mind.
Harvard Law School senior lecturer and former federal judge Nancy Gertner, WBUR's legal analyst, thanks, as always, for being with us.
You're welcome.